It's Matty Garwood for Ausmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night, going right around the country. And sometimes we sneak some of our friends in there. This one particularly coming from Canada about 7 years ago. Jordan Astra, he's got a brand new single out called Reasons. It's got a film clip going for it as well. We're going to catch up with him. Jordan, thanks for coming on Ausmade, mate.
Thank you, Matt, for having me, man.
Bringing a little bit of accentual flair. I like it, mate. You've been working on that accent for a few years?
Yeah, I've just been perfecting it. You know, if I fail as a musician, I'm just going to go into acting.
So you're from Canada. You came here how long ago?
Yeah, it's been 7 years. Just touched down in Melbourne and haven't left, man. It's too good to be here.
And how are you coping with yourself with isolation, but also having family back over there in Canada?
It's a bit controversial, but I'm absolutely loving it. I say it lightly, obviously, because different circumstances for different people. But The reality is that I've been working on this album, which I'm planning on releasing at the end of November. And it's going to be my third project. And all of this isolation has just given me a real good opportunity just to work on it, just to really be focused on it and put some great hours to it.
And was it something that you were going to be focusing on this year, regardless of being shut down with COVID?
In my day job, I work as an account director for an advertising agency. And the start of the year, anyways, was all about I'm going to be actually stepping down from working 5 days a week and really transitioning into just being a full-time musician. I never believed in being a starving artist, but definitely believe in my music.
Sometimes that's what you got to do, though. You got to be ambitious, and you've got to take those steps to put yourself out there and really risk it to get the biscuit.
That's it. That's exactly it.
Tell us as well, Jordan, how did Reasons come about, mate? What was your inspiration behind it?
The track came out last Friday, but I've been working on this song for about 11 months. Started off as an instrumental that a mutual friend of mine had posted on his Instagram, and I'm like, oh man, let me jump on this and I'll write something to it. I wrote to the track, and the whole concept of the song was just about transitioning from being infatuated with somebody to actually finding the reason to love them. And he came back and he's like, I'm just not feeling it, man. But I just thought to myself, you know what, man, this is a great melody, great hook. I would love to keep it. The whole a cappella that I did on that record, I ended up reproducing and mixing in a whole new record to it.
And you worked with another rapper as well, with Jamar?
So Jamar, he's Hawaiian heritage, but he's based in Melbourne as well. And we connected through a mutual friend who hosts R&B Nights.
And not only have you got the single out as well, but you've got a video to go with it.
I love directing. I worked with a great small team, Mark Kabaki and Connor Jameson, for cinematography.
Yep.
And we got some great people on it to really just put something together. And the video was supposed to be kind of this live life to a soundtrack, you know, just keep things light. And yeah, just something that represents the kind of feeling of first falling in love, if you will. Just real up spirit.
And is that something that you brought with you from Canada, or have you developed that love and that spirit in here in Australia?
Canada raised me from like a kid to a young adult, but Melbourne has really changed me and helped me point me in the right direction. So I owe a lot of that credit, I think, to Australia.
And Jordan, what else were you looking forward to throughout 2020? Did you have some big plans for it before it got shut down?
To be honest with you, I mean, I love performing as a, I guess if you can call it a hip hop kind of new disco act. A lot of the time, you know, with hip-hop acts especially, we kind of get labeled where it's just rap over your own beats with a DJ, but I perform with a live band, and really for 2020 was going to be a focus on doing a 20-city tour in the States. Yeah, I'd won a competition in L.A., which booked me 20 cities across the States there, and of course I wanted to take over Australia. So in the meantime, it's just about releasing music like Reasons, and I just want to keep this momentum going and just keep the positive vibes going while, you know, while everybody's in isolation and kind of self-reflecting.
And have you been doing any stuff with your social medias, any live bits and pieces?
You can often, if you check me out, just search Jordan Astra on socials. I love just doing the behind the scenes of how actually I produce my records.
Yeah.
I cut it down to a minute video, and the whole point is just about having fun and just showing you guys that, you know, you can be in your room and create a studio and produce records. I love experimenting and just playing the keys, playing the drums, playing guitar, doing it all, and that's kind of my forte.
Awesome, mate. Loving what you're doing, particularly with Reasons at the moment. It's a great one just to put on repeat whilst you're in your isolation.
That's it. If you want to feel good, and or even if you're feeling a little bit down, put the record on or watch the video and just have a laugh.
We're going to play it right now. Jordan Astra, thanks so much for coming and spending some time here on Ausmade.
Thanks for your time, Matt. Great to chat, man. Hey, everybody, this is Jordan Astra, and you are listening to Reasons, produced, written, performed, mixed by your boy, featuring Jalmar.